Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishneh Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Tefillah Perek Zayin. In this long perek, the Rambam moves away from the Amidah itself, which has been the focus since the middle of Perek Aleph, to other parts of what we think of as Tefillah, the extended prayer service. Interestingly, most of this perek deals with brachot, that we say as part of our daily routine, including ones that we don't typically think of as part of tefillah, like Hamapil and Elokai Neshama, which we say upon going to sleep and upon awakening. This leads to the question of why these appear here, rather than in Hilchot Brachot later in Sefer Ahava. Evidently, the Rambam considered any bracha, which is meant to be incorporated into one's daily routine, to be an extension of the concept of tefillah, the central way in which we relate to Hashem day to day. Hilchot Brachot is about blessings which are occasioned by something external, eating, doing a mitzvah, seeing or hearing something special, which, even if some of them in practice are said every day, are not by their nature part of how we perceive our relationship to God on a constant basis. Halacha Aleph. Keshetiknu chachamim divrei tfilot elu, tiknu brachot acherot levarechotan b'chol yom, ve'elu hein. Kishikanes Adam lemitato lishan balaila, mevarech, baruch ata Hashem alokeinu melech haolam, hamapil chevlei sheina al einai, umeir lishon bat ayin, yirtzon melfanecha Hashem alokai, shetatzileni mietza hara umipegara, vaali vahaluni chalamot raim, velo hi hurim raim, vetie mitati shlema lefanecha, vetamideni mena lechayim ulshalom, vehaira einai penishan hamavet, baruch ata Hashem hameir lechol haolam. The Rambam begins his list of brachot, which Chazal established to be said every day, with the first such bracha said during the day. Since the day begins at night, this is Birkat Hamapil, which we say upon going to sleep, and ask Hashem to protect us from bad dreams while we sleep, and to allow us to wake up in peace the following morning. The text appearing in the Rambam is somewhat different from the text which appears in Sidurim today, and has a different ending, Hameir Lechol Haolam, rather than the familiar Hameir Lo'olam Kulo Bichvodo. But it shares all the important phrases relating to the essential meaning and purpose of the bracha. Halacha bet, v'korei parsha rishonam kriyat shema, v'yashen, v'im anasatu shena, korei afilu pasuk rishon o pasukei rachamim, v'achar kach yishan. This is what we call kriyat shema alamita. And the Rambam says that one should say the first paragraph of Shema, or if he is too tired for that, at least the first pasuk of Shema Yisrael, or some other pasukim related to Hashem guarding us. Interestingly, the Rambam rules that one says Shema after Hamapil, and the Hagot Maimoniot quotes a source for this in the Yerushalmi, which says that Rabbi Zeira would recite Kriyat Shema over and over until he fell asleep. The Shulchan Aruch reverses the order, because Hamapil speaks about falling asleep, and so should be said as close as possible to the moment one falls asleep. Halacha Gimel. B'sha'ash yikatz b'sof shnato, v'varech v'hua mitato kach, Elokai nishna shnafachta bi tohora, ata brata, v'ata yitzarta, v'ata nefachta bi, v'ata meshamara bikirbi, v'ata atid linatla mimeni, v'ata atid lachzira li latid lavo, v'chol zman shanashama bikirbi, mo'odeh ani lefanach Hashem Elokai, ribon kol ha'asim, baruch ata Hashem, ha'machazir neshamot lifgarim metim. Upon waking up, the first thing a person should say is the bracha of Elokai Neshama, which is familiar to us, again with minor variations from the text which appears here. Just as in Hamapil we ask Hashem for protection as we go to sleep, in Elokai Neshama we thank Hashem for returning our waking soul into our body in the morning. It's very interesting to note what the Rambam doesn't include here. There is no mention of Nitilat Yadayim, washing hands with a bracha upon awakening, a part of our routine to which the Shulchan Aruch devotes a full siman at the beginning of Orach Chaim. The Rambam, indeed, never mentions this and seems not to require it at all. There are Gemaras which speak of Nitilat Yadayim in the morning, but the Rambam understands those as referring to preparation for Kriyat Shema or for Tefillah, both of which, as we've seen, require hand washing. So the Rambam has no problem with a person making a bracha as soon as he wakes up, something which, la halacha, we may not do, because the morning Nitilat Yadayim is a prerequisite for saying any bracha. This leads to the other part of our early morning routine missing from the Rambam, the line of Modeh Ani Lefanecha. This line appears nowhere in the Talmud, or even the Shulchan Aruch, and was a much later addition to our Sidurim. Its role seems to be to serve as a substitute for Elokai Neshama, which we need to delay until after Nitilat Yadayim, when we can make a bracha. So we thank Hashem immediately upon awakening for allowing us to wake up in the line of Modi Ani, which isn't a bracha and does not even mention Hashem's name. The Rambam begins Halacha Dalid, Kishomea kol atarnegol mivarech, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Hanotein Lasechvi Bina, Lavchin Ben Yom Uvein Laila. One makes the bracha of Hanotein Lasechvi Bina when he hears the rooster crow in the morning. This phrase comes from a pasuk in Iov, and there is a debate as to the meaning of the word sechvi. Some say it means rooster, but the Rosh explains that it means the heart or mind, and the bracha praises Hashem for giving us the intelligence to differentiate between day and night. According to this understanding, the crowing of the rooster is just taken as the proper time for this bracha, as this is when night changes to day, but the bracha does not speak about the rooster itself. Note that the Rambam requires this bracha to be said when hearing the rooster, not at a later point, together with the other brachot he is about to discuss, which we refer to collectively as Birchot HaShachar. He goes on from here through Halacha Vav to list 15 brachot more, along with exactly when each one should be said, and we'll summarize in the Rambam's order. When he gets dressed, he says Malbish Arumim. When he covers his head, he says Oter Yisrael B'Tifara. Note that this means that the first three brachot before Oter Yisrael B'Tifara, the person says without his head covered, showing again, as we mentioned in Perek Hey, that head covering is not required in general for the Rambam, and not even for making a bracha. When he removes dirt from his eyes, he says Pokeach Ivrim. When he sits up in his bed, he says Matir Asurim. When he puts his feet on the ground, he says Rokah Haaretz Alamayim. When he stands up, he says Zokef Kefufim. When he washes his hands, again, this is in preparation for Kriyat Shema and Tefillah for the Rambam, he says Al Niflat Yadayim. When he washes his face, he says the long bracha of Hama'avir Shina Me'inai, which continues until Baruchat Hashem Gomel Chasadim Tovim Lamo Yisrael. The Rambam's text leaves out the last words of Lamo Yisrael. After using the bathroom, he says Asher Yatzar. The Rambam also has in Halacha Hey a text recited before entering the bathroom, beginning Hitkabdu Mechubadim, in which one apologizes to the angels which accompany him for the fact that he, a lowly human, needs to perform his bodily functions. The Shulchan Aruch rules that we don't say this nowadays, and the Taz explains that we do not think of ourselves as sufficiently God-fearing that we are accompanied by angels in general. Back to the brachot. When he puts on his belt, he says Ozer Yisrael Bigvura. When he puts on his shoes, he says Shasali Kol Tzorki. When he walks out of his house to go somewhere else, he says Hamechin Mitzadei Gaver. In addition, one must say each morning the three brachot of Shalo Asani Goy, Shalo Asani Aved, and Shalo Asani Isha. These are the brachot the Rambam lists, and the observant listener may have noticed one bracha which is missing from the Rambam's list, Hanotein LaYa'ef Koach, thanking Hashem that not only did we wake up, but we did so with renewed vigor to be prepared for another day of hard work. This bracha appears nowhere in the Talmud or in the Rambam, and makes its first appearance in the halachic literature much later in the Tur, partially based on a different girsa in the Gemara in which other brachot appear. Though the original source of this bracha is murky, and it isn't mentioned by the Rambam or the Shulchan Aruch, both Ashkenazim and Sfaradim say it nowadays. The Rambam goes on in Halachot Zayin and Chet to clarify how all 16 of these brachot should be said. Halacha Zayin, Shmoneh Esrei brachot Elu, Ein Lahen Seder, Ela Mevarech Kol Achat Mehen Al Davar Shabracha Bishvilo Bishato, Ketzad, Harei Shechagar Chagoro Vuhu Al Mitato, Mevarech Ozer Yisrael, Shema kol atarnegol acharkach, mevarech hanotein lasechvi bina. V'chol bracha mehen shelo nitchayev ba, eino mevarech ota. Ketzad, lan b'chshuto, eino mevarech kishomed, malbish arumim. Halach yachef, eino mevarech shasali kol tzorki. V'yom ha-kippurim v'tisha ba'av, she'en sham rechitza, eino mevarech al netilat yadayim, v'lo ha-mavir shena. Im lo nichnas lebeit ha-kisei, eino mevarech asher yatzar et ha-adam, v'chein sha'ar brachot elu. There is no specific order to these brachot, and one says them in the order that they become relevant. So if he puts on his belt before getting out of bed, then he says, Ozer Yisrael B'Gvura before Zokef Kefufim. And if the occasion for some bracha never occurs, then one doesn't say that bracha at all. So one who sleeps in his clothing and doesn't get dressed in the morning skips Malbish Arumim, and one who goes barefoot during the day skips Shasali Kol Tzorki. On Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, one skips both Al Netilat Yadayim and Hamavir Shana Me'inai because he does not wash his hands or face. In Halacha Tet, the Rambam explicitly rejects the custom prevalent in his day, which is our custom as well, to say all these brachot together in shul, whether or not the occasion for each one arises. Nahagu ha'am berov arenu levarech brachot elu kulan zo achar zo bebeit hakneset bein itchayvu behen bein lo nitchayvu behen v'ta'uti v'ein ra'ui la'asot kein v'lo yivarech adam bracha ela imkein nitchayev ba. The Rambam rejects this custom as a mistake, but the basis for it is to see the Birkot HaShachar not as brachot on the specific actions of each individual, but rather on the general manner in which people begin their day. Each stage of the morning routine gets its own bracha, but the brachot themselves can be said even without actually experiencing each stage. This is exactly how the Ramah on the Shulchan Aruch understands these brachot, and hence Ashkenazim follow this custom in Halacha Tet, which the Rambam rejects. The Shulchan Aruch suggests that if any stage of the morning routine is missed, the corresponding bracha should be said without Hashem's name, or one should hear it from the Shliach Tzibur and say Amen. In practice, though, Sfardim generally follow the same custom as Ashkenazim to recite each of these brachot with Hashem's name, one after the other, as part of the morning tefillah service. Halacha Yud. Hamashkim likrot b'Torah kodem shikra kriyat shema, bin kara b'Torah shebichtav, bin b'Torah shebal peh, notel yadav tchila umavarech shalosh brachot, v'achar kach korei. Someone who wishes to learn Torah before reciting Kriyat Shema in the morning must wash his hands and make the following three brachot before learning. And the Rambam goes on to quote the text of the Birkot HaTorah, which we say every morning, starting with Asher Kedushan Mustavit Sivanu
Al Divrei Torah.
Our version is Lasok B'Divrei Torah, then Ha'arevna, and finally the bracha of Asher Bacharbanu Mikol Hamim. In Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam adds that the custom is, as indeed is our custom now, to say these brachot earlier in the morning and to learn immediately following them the psukim of Birkat Kohanim, as well as some portions of Torah Shebal Peh. Three interesting points here. Number one, why does the Rambam specify that one only says these brachot before reciting Kriyat Shema? The answer, as pointed out by the Nosei Kelim here, like the Hagot Memuniot, is that the bracha of Ahava Rabbah, which we say just before Kriyat Shema, which praises Hashem and thanks Him for giving us the Torah, serves b'di'eved as a bracha on Torah itself. And so after Kriyat Shema, one doesn't need to say a separate Birchot HaTorah. But Achronim qualify this and require someone who wants to be Yotzei Birchot HaTorah with Ahava Rabbah to learn Torah immediately after completing the Amidah. As this is difficult to remember, it isn't recommended to rely on this, and one should be careful to say the Birkot HaTorah in full earlier in the morning. Point number two. Note that the Rambam says that there are three Birkot HaTorah, meaning that he separates the first line of Asher Kedushanu Mishutav Sivanu Al Divrei Torah, or as we say, Lasok B'Divrei Torah, from the continuation of Ha'arevna, which he considers to be a separate bracha. The Lecha Mishnah here quotes the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, one of the early Bali HaTosfot, who thinks that there are only two Birchot HaTorah, as the paragraph beginning Ha'arev actually starts with a Vav, V'Ha'arev, and is a continuation of the opening bracha. So the first bracha only ends at the end of that paragraph. The debate continues down to the Achronim, whether there are two or three Birchot HaTorah, with a Nafka Mina being whether one who hears them said aloud should say Amen after the first line. Finally, point number three. Though the Rambam evidently considers Birchot HaTorah to be midirabanan, as he calls this entire perek, a list of brachot which are takanot chachamim, the Gemara in Brachot finds a source for them in the pasuk of Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Havugod Lelokeinu in Parshat Hazinu. This leads the Ramban to consider them midoraita, the only brachot aside from Birkat Mazon with a source in the Torah. And in fact, Birkot HaTorah is one of the 17 mitzvot asei which the Ramban adds to the Rambam's list of 613 in his commentary to the Sefer Mitzvot. Halacha Yud Bet. V'shibchu chachamim arishonim l'mi shekorei zmirot misefer tilim b'chol yom. V'hein mitilal l'David ad sof ha-sefer. U'chvar nagu ha'am likrot pesukim lifneihem ulachareihem. V'tiknu chachamim bracha lifnei hazmirot v'hi baruch shamar. U'bracha l'achareihen v'hi yishtabach. ואחר כך מברך על קריאת שמע וקורא קריאת שמע. יש מקומות שנהגו לקרות בכל יום אחר שמברכין ישתבח, שירת הים, ואחר כך מברכין על שמע. ויש מקומות שקוראים שירת האזינו, ויש יחידים שקוראים שתי השירות.
הכל לפי המנהג.
This is what we call פסוקי דזמרה, several מזמורים and other collected פסוקים from Tehillim, which we say as a form of praise of Hashem in preparation for the Birchot קריאת שמע, קריאת שמע itself, and the Amida. The main part of Psukei Dezimra consists of the last six mizmorim in Sefer Tehillim, starting with Tehillah LeDavid, and then five paragraphs beginning Haluka. We add two psukim before Tehillah LeDavid, each beginning with the word Ashrei, and so we typically refer to that mizmor as Ashrei. Interestingly, we'll see in Perek Tet that the Rambam adds those two psukim at Mincha when it is said Bitzibor, but otherwise he just begins with Tilal David, as he says here. Psukei de Zimra begins with the bracha of Baruch Shamar and ends with the bracha of Yishtabach. The Rambam does not include Az Yashir in Psukei de Zimra, but rather mentions a custom to say it after Yishtabach, before beginning Birchot Kriyat Shema. He also mentions a custom to say at that point Shirat Hazinu. Nowadays, both Ashkenazim and Sfardim say Az Yashir before Yishtabach as part of Psukei de Zimra,
and none have the custom of saying Shirat Hazinu.
Halacha Yudalid. Chayav Adam Levarech Me'abrachot B'chol Yom Bein Hayom V'Halayla. One is required to say 100 brachot every day. The Gemara finds a hint for this requirement in the pasuk from Parshat Ekev of V'ata Yisrael Ma Hashem Alokech Ashoel Me'imach. What does Hashem ask of you? Read the word ma as mea, 100. The Rambam does not leave it up to our imagination to figure out how to reach this number. Rather, he proceeds in the rest of this halakha to explain exactly how it is done. We'll summarize his calculation. This perek begins with hamapil elokai neshama and 16 brachot hashachar. That's 18 brachot. Then came 3 brachot haTorah and the brachot of Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach before and after Psukei de Zimra. That's 5 more, so 23 altogether. There are 4 brachot kriyat shema at night and 3 in the morning, so 7 more makes 30 brachot. 1 bracha on talit and 1 on tefillin. We'll see in Hilchot Tefillin that the Rambam has only 1 bracha for tefillin, not 2 like Ashkenazim say. That brings us to 32 brachot. There are 3 amidot during the day, which originally consisted of 18 brachot each, making 54, for a total of 86. And finally, assuming a person has 2 meals with bread each day, each meal adds 7 brachot. Al Nitzat Yadayim, Hamotzi, 3 brachot in the original form of Birkat Hamazon, and then a bracha Rishona and bracha Chorna on water which one drinks after the meal. 7 for each meal, 14 altogether, bringing us to a total of 100. In Halacha Tetvav, the Rambam points out that we actually say 5 extra brachot beyond this number, because each of the 3 amidot has the 19th bracha of Vila Malshinim that was added later, and there is now a 4th bracha in Birkat Hamazon that we say twice a day. So that's 5 extra brachot during the day. The major challenge for reaching 100 brachot is on Shabbat and Yom Tov, when the Amidah consists of only 7 brachot rather than 19, for a deficit of 36 brachot. For the Rambam, there can also be a deficit if one does not say some of the Birkot HaShachar because he didn't do whatever act requires it, like putting on a belt or wearing shoes. And of course, in our day, it is very common not to have 2 bread meals during the day, and so some brachot are lost there. In all these situations, the Rambam says in Halacha Tet Zayin that one makes up the deficit by eating fruit or other snacks throughout the day, each one with a bracha Rishona and bracha Achrona. Achronim add that one can also answer Amen to brachot in shul on the Torah reading or on the Haftarah to add these to his count of 100. And on Yom Kippur, when there are no brachot on food at all, one can make brachot on smelling spices and even count answering Amen to brachot of the Chazarat HaShatz. The Rambam closes the perek in Halachot Yud Zayin and Yud Chet with a summary of the exact procedure of what is said in Shacharit, in Mincha, and in Ma'ariv, when these are said alone by an individual. He'll get to Tfilah B'Tzibur in the next 2 prakim. The details, for the most part, are very familiar, so we will summarize them outside. Shacharit begins with the Birkot HaShachar, which, according to the Rambam, one says at home, then Birkot HaTorah, as discussed in this perek, then Psukei de Zimra, including the brachot of Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach, then Kriyat Shema, together with its brachot, then the Amidah, followed by Tachanun, and ending with saying Tilal David, what we call Ashrei, a second time. Note that the Rambam doesn't include here anything we typically say after Ashrei, though when we get to Tfilah B'Tzibur, we'll see that he includes there what we call Uva L'Tzion. 2 other interesting points about Shacharit. First, the Rambam says that the individual skips the psukim of Kiddushah, which appear in the first of the Birchot Kriyat Shema, that is, Kadosh, 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 and Baruch Hashem Imkomo, as these are only said B'Tzibur. Both the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah don't accept this, and nowadays everyone says these psukim even when davening alone. Second, here's the first time the Rambam mentions the requirement of smichat geula litfila. The bracha of Ga'al Yisrael at the end of Birchot Kriyat Shema should lead right into the Amidah with no interruption. Until now, the unit of Kriyat Shema with its brachot and the Amidah have been presented as entirely separate mitzvot, which can in principle be said separately at different times. But the requirement of smichat geula litfila corrects this misimpression. In fact, the 2 units of Kriyat Shema and Tfilah are just parts of one integrated whole. Mincha begins with Tilal David, for the 3rd and final time this mizmor is said during the day, followed by Amidah and Tachanun. Arvit begins with the brachot Kriyat Shema together with Kriyat Shema, then Amidah. Tachanun after the Amidah of Arvit is praiseworthy according to the Rambam, but not required, as we've already said that the custom is not to say Tachanun at night. The concept of Smichat Gula L'Tfilah applies at Arvit too, despite the fact that between Ga'al Yisrael and the Amidah is the Brachav Hashkivenu. The Rambam explains, based on the Gemara, that because Hashkivenu also deals with the theme of redemption, it is considered an extension of the previous bracha, and together the two brachot are a Geula Arichta, a long Geula, which leads into the Amidah. We'll close by noting that many have the custom to add one more bracha at Arvit after Hashkivenu and before the Amidah. This is a long bracha which begins with Baruch Hashem Olam Amen V'Amen and continues to Yiru Einenu, ending with HaMelech V'Chvodo Tamidi Melech Alein Olam V'Ed V'Al Kol Ma'asav. This bracha is not mentioned in the Talmud or in the Rambam and seems to have been written during the time of the Gaonim. It's not clear why it was added, though Tosfot and Brachot explain that its purpose was to allow latecomers a chance to catch up, so that everyone in the tzibur could start the Amidah together and end it together, as it was dangerous to walk home alone at night. We'll see in Perek Tet that a concern like this, specifically on Friday nights, led Chazal to establish a bracha which similarly lengthens the tefillah. Whatever the original reason was, as generations passed, resistance grew to saying a bracha, which is not mentioned in Chazal, and which seems to violate the requirement of Smichat Geula L'Tfilah at night. The Vilna Gaon, the Gra, was a leading opponent of this bracha, and when his students settled in the land of Israel, they continued this trend, to the point that nowadays this bracha is not recited by communities in Eretz Yisrael. As for the issue of Smichat Geula L'Tfilah, those who say this bracha defend the practice by suggesting that just like Hashkivenu, this bracha too has sufficient connection to the theme of redemption that it can be considered an extension of Ga'al Yisrael, a Geula Arichta, and therefore Smichat Geula L'Tfilah is maintained.
Thank you for joining me in learning today's parak of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next parak.